You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Every day we pay the price.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Back. Welcome to V2V, where vaginas be communicating.
How you doing, AM?
I'm great. How are you doing, Lauren?
I am fantastic. We had...
I walked into a bevy of ladies.
You walked into a bevy of assholes is what you walked into. Okay?
Well, yes, that is implied.
There is so much ass. Okay,
so
before,
ass.
I just have to say, but we're
talking... phone ass, too.
We have phone ass. We have long distance ass. We have in the studio ass. And by the way, we had Brenda, who basically showed me her asshole before we actually got on the air. And,
absolutely.
And has threatened to do it again in studio. So without further ado, we're going up the butt today.
Ow!
Whoa! QAM to get extremely uncomfortable with the, yeah, she's self-soothing.
She's blushing.
It's all right.
And we have a ton of people in the studio, and also we have a couple people on the phone. So
should we welcome? Let's welcome back our our long distance friends.
Okay,
welcome back, Ryan.
We have Ryan, who we described.
Howdy.
Hey, Ryan. We described Ryan last week on our ghosting episode as my part-time lover and full-time slut. And the
quasi boyfriend.
We're working on making that a more
half.
You know, partial.
Partial. I like it.
You know, just the tip. I don't know.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Boyfriend.
You won't feel anything.
Just the tip. We're jamming.
Okay.
So who else joins us?
And
by the
also
phone?
We have Molly on the line, also from Brooklyn. And Molly is, Molly, how did you describe yourself to me in text today? I'm trying to remember. What did you call yourself?
I think I said like an NP, like a nurse pervert.
There you go. And Molly is Ryan's lover. I mean, let me put labels, let me define the relationship for them. How great would that be?
Somebody needs to.
We're here for you, Molly.
Let me make this really uncomfortable.
Not really us.
Well, we have Molly. Welcome, Molly.
Hi.
Oh, man, who's in studio with us?
Okay, so first I'm going to start over here with Nikki.
Hi.
Nikki is a fan. Nikki and I bonded over anal, over orgasms. And I mean, I am not even joking, over so much more in a Pilates session a couple weeks ago. And we have just become fast friends. And I'm like obsessed with her. So, Nikki, thank you so much for being here.
Wouldn't miss it. Thanks for having me, Laura. Lauren. Okay.
Whatever you want. Whatever.
LA with the sunglasses.
Oh, LA. Yeah, I was in Pilates today wearing sunglasses because I forgot my regular prescription glasses. So I look like an asshole the whole time.
Just a little bit.
Just a little asshole-ish.
Just a tip.
We also have...
Looking like an asshole is thematically appropriate.
Well, that's actually true. I was getting in character. We also have Sari here. Sari is a designer and friend of V2V, and we just love her energy. And she does, I wish you guys could see what Sari does. Sari, can you just talk a little bit about what you do? Because I think it is so fucking cool.
Thanks. Hi, this is Sari. Oh, my voice sounds weird. I do something called Sari Tales, which... is I take all the things that guys have said to me and friends on online dating apps, and I turn them into works of art. I'm a designer, and I'm also single, so I kind of have combined these two passions of mine.
Tell us some of your favorite lines that you have turned into these absolute beautiful creations.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is what I just posted today. Someone told me this weekend that I'm a cunt muffin with no common courtesy because I didn't reply. So I brought some art for the other ladies here, and I turn them into actual posters, greeting cards, posters, and sell them.
They're fabulous.
They're fabulous. It's kind of nice that he softened it with muffin.
I know.
This one,
muffin.
This one actually isn't like, there's some that are just so horrible, but
like this one I'm looking at. You're deaf, not a beauty queen.
Yeah. Well, like, this is again.
Has he even seen a photo of you?
He like, saw photos. No,
you are fucking hot. Hot as shit. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Siri, you're gonna have to change the name for this episode to Siri Tails, T A I L S.
Ooh, I like it. And this is a different. Okay, you're a pretty girl, but never married. Are you in need of coming out of the closet? LOL. So just, and by the way, he's 40 something, never married.
And also is grammatically challenged.
Right. I mean, that's always a challenge in all these. There's nothing spelled right, but I work with it. Anyway, I'm so happy to be here.
Siri, thank you for being here. Yep.
And our last but not least.
But not least at all.
Most important.
Most important, because we could not do this episode without her, is Brenda Freeman. Brenda is a somatic sex educator and Pilates instructor here in Detroit. And this is the woman who also tried to show me her asshole about 30 minutes ago. And Am is looking at me like, you don't believe me, but I was showing how to do a massage.
I believe you. What I don't believe is that it didn't fully happen. It's the almost.
You said ass earlier. Now it's asshole.
So she was doing, okay.
Everything?
Brenda, just go.
So I was demoing during this program, how I was having to massage my own asshole.
What was this program you were in?
It was it's for certification to become a somatic sexological body worker, which I now am.
Thank God.
And yeah. Because we all need permission to choose pleasure in our lives. And so I was demoing how during this program of like anal massage, of helping people release tension, of how I was having to squat over a mirror, separating my own cheeks, massaging my own asshole. So if you've ever had to squat and then reach your fingers into your own asshole, it can become quite challenging and at sometimes exhausting. And
thank
so
God
then,
you're a Pilates instructor.
I know, right? Because then it comes into like...
Among Us is nuts.
What did you say, Ryan?
I said, and who among us has not had to do that?
Yeah. Right. I mean, every damn day.
Every like, day. All day squatting, long. Fingers in our assholes, lying on our back, knees into our chest, trying to fondle our assholes and look in a mirror.
Sometimes you wash your hands before returning to work.
Yeah, always. There you go. Always. Always.
Guys, I'm going to be 5 minutes late to that meeting. 5 minutes late.
Sorry. I need to relax some tension. I have to release my asshole. It's all going to be okay.
Just fingers deep and stuff.
Who's got Purell?
Okay, so I think we should start by talking about everyone. AM, you look like you're going to vomit. About everyone's... everyone's... What are your note? Let's start with AM, because I think of everyone in the room and on the line. Well, actually, Siri, I don't know about you, so I won't speak for you. But I would say that for most everyone here, except for AM, we have all experienced anal. Yes, go.
I have.
What?
Whoa. I don't know. What? Is this really that shocking?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all shocked.
I mean, I have. I just probably haven't done it as often.
So what did you experience? Okay, we're talking about this. We're going there. Did they put a toy in? Was it a finger? Was it a dick?
Yes.
Which one? We just named off three things.
Penis in asshole.
Yeah. A penis in your ass.
Yes.
And, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think this is the likely, guys. I think that it's not that taboo.
I think it is taboo, but I think everyone's doing it. Is a thing.
I think it's taboo to say you've done it, almost. Like, you do it, but you... Like, every time someone asks me that I've done it, I say it's my first time.
You do? Really? That's interesting. So why is that? I'm curious of why that is. Like, what...
Because you don't want to be like, I'm...
It's because she's Jewish.
I think the Judaism has a little bit to do with it, but every single time a guy's like, give you an name, I'm like, no, this is my first time.
Right.
I mean,
Molly, are you pressure. Like, are really? You like spreading your cheeks and bending over? Like, what's the deal?
I mean, look, like right now at this very moment?
No, but like in general, when you're starting to date a guy, I know you and Ryan have a special asshole relationship, but that came out really weird, but,
I was like, he's not that bad. Once I got out of my sexless relationship, I definitely was like, what if you put that in my butt? Again, new lovers. And
were you the one to suggest it?
Only wanted to.
Were you the one to suggest it?
I don't know. I don't remember. Probably.
It's a wealth of nerve endings.
Right.
Okay. It's a pool of pleasure.
So,
if you get the right angle and you have the right shape to your dick, you can really hit some important spots.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Even in a woman?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, actually,
with your finger.
Here's why, I mean, I'll just finish, because I've only done it a few times, because I think the first time it was not enjoyable at all. It was a horrible experience, and I was, like, not ready to take that on again anytime soon. You know, so I think that sets up in your mind, like, well, that was awful. Why would I sign up for that? So I think it took a while to even try it the second time, which was better. But it's definitely not something that I'm like, hey, let's do that. I'm open to it and definitely am willing to try it again. But just my few handful of experiences, it's just not been like, oh, that feels so good for me. And I'm suspecting it's just been the partner I've been with, maybe they're not doing it.
Do you think it's, if a guy has a smaller penis, it's something that they do to enhance things? Like it's a plan B?
Maybe, but that's not my feeling.
So the interesting part is is that it is this, like, this area of pleasure, and it's an area that's not generally tapped into. And so in just my conversations with a lot of cis women, that they'll feel pressured to have anal sex in order to please their, like, cis male partners, of like, oh, this is something I have to do. It brings them pleasure, so I'll do it because it brings them pleasure. But I'm not necessarily getting anything out of it, but they're getting off and like whatever. Right. So I hear that often, instead of like, oh, I'm embracing this as a pleasure zone. Like, this is something that feels good for my body, and therefore, like, I want to be fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, please.
So if there is something you can do to make it more pleasurable, that's what I'd be interested in learning, because that's definitely how it's been. It's like, that was just, it got zero enjoyment out of it, other than it was something that my partner was enjoying, and I was happy to try that for them.
Like a blowjob.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well,
I actually love giving.
Yeah, I do for about 30 seconds, and totally, I lose interest.
I will jump in here and say,
I have TMJ, so. I just want to intervene and say, natural curiosity about our bodies is normal. This is a quote from a Cosmo magazine article.
What year?
Cosmo.
This is from 74. I'm just kidding. It's from this year. But basically, you should feel really comfortable that it's part of a safe and healthy sex life. And here are instructions, Anne-Marie. It says, go slow, graduate in size, and use lube.
Graduate in size?
Yeah, graduate in size.
Start out with a small plug, your finger.
We want to talk about why there is a sphere on a plug, because your anus works as a vacuum.
Oh, dear.
Hence a suppository. And that's why it feels really interesting.
Wait a minute.
Molly had a comment.
Molly, what were you going to say?
Sorry.
About,
got carried away.
About sucking dick.
Oh, that I love sucking dick so much. And I think I might even like it better than getting fucked in the butt. I think it turns me on in a different way.
Follow-up episode.
That's all.
Follow-up. We're going to do dick sucking next in 2 weeks.
So this is sucking 101. So on that note of sucking dick and assholes, is that all of our sphincter muscles?
I'm sorry. Sucking assholes?
Yes. No, have you not?
Well, there is like licking and sucking assholes. But
yes,
all of
that's an important part.
But all of our sphincter muscles are all connected, right? The sphincter muscles around our rectum, so we have two, and then the sphincter muscles in our throat.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I call it the band of brothers.
Yeah. And so it is very common.
You are fucking killing it.
Is amazing.
I don't know about that.
So that totally makes sense, right? Like this, you know, the sphincter muscles around our throat are also connected with the sphincter muscles around our asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about that.
I feel like you can.
Don't choke.
Go ahead, Molly. What?
Oh, I feel like you can take so much more in your ass if your mouth is occupied.
Well, maybe. But, or if those muscles are relaxed and released, right? Like how if you're going to deep throat, right? You have to be able to relax the muscles of your throat in the same way that you have to be able to relax your muscles of your ass in order to take it up the ass.
Mm. And so let's talk about how would one, let's say you're new to anal, How would one begin to relax? Is self-massage or massage of the asshole a way to get started? Or what would you recommend?
Have a glass of wine and some pot.
And if you don't want to swear, you can say sphincter and or anus.
Instead of asshole?
Instead of asshole, because then people get confused.
I know everyone is confused.
It is confusing. And what about the rectum? The rectum's inside?
Yes.
Not...
Right. It's right. Like the labia majora and menorah.
Well, I thought
menorah.
Like
right. I thought that was all about Hanukkah with the menorah.
Hey, token Jew.
I know, I'm a cute Jew.
Wait, I think we have three Jews on the line, so you all are going to have to compete.
I'll let them have it.
Sorry.
I'm
bowing out.
So there's a few things that you can start with, and one of them is anal breathing. Right, so if you've ever been to like a yoga class or even a swim class, they'll talk about like breathing into your asshole. So you can start by separating your butt cheeks.
Okay,
like
we're all doing it now.
We are. So separate your butt cheek. Like literally take your hands and separate
your
cheeks.
Hold on, like in
cheeks.
Yoga. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean like in yoga?
Do you teach this in a class? Because I'm coming.
Oh, because when you...
I will absolutely teach this to you in a
class. Yeah, it's in certain yoga poses you lift up. It's to get like more of your... bones down.
Okay, so you separate your ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Is that passing gas?
Well, maybe if you have to fart.
We refer to it as farting.
Okay. So you're going to separate your ass cheeks.
Okay.
Right? You're going to like feel where your asshole is. Like, can you feel your asshole right now?
You mean put a finger?
No.
Like, can you feel it flat?
Laura, no.
Wait, no, it's okay. No, you can finger wrong. Your own asshole. Right.
You can feel it hugging the platform.
Like, can you feel?
Okay, Brenda, you have seen my ass. I am not going to feel it on the floor. Are you kidding me?
Yes, you can. You separate those cheeks and bend down.
I'll give you an asshole massage.
I think I have a low set asshole. Actually, it's low set,
close to your vag.
Yes.
Okay.
I've always thought
it's an inch away in everyone.
Well, generally, it's like you have your perineum that's in between your vaginal opening and then your asshole.
Thank you for the voiceover.
Right. Okay, so we're separating our butt cheeks.
Okay, trying to.
You're trying to, right? You're going to take a breath in. So breathe in. Good. And then on the exhale, try, right? Like relax, right? And feel almost as if you're like relaxing your asshole, as though you're not going to push, right, like you're pooping, but you're going to relax those muscles.
Okay. And this is effective for men and women.
Yeah, we all have assholes. Yep, absolutely.
What?
Wait.
Some men more than others.
We all have them. We can all relax them.
Right.
So you start by some basic breathing exercises. I've seen, like, can I even tap in? Can I, at this moment, and I'm aware that I have an asshole in my body, can I feel that area? And then there's some self-massage work, right? Like any muscle in your body, like if you are feeling sore in your shoulders, you'd massage it. Same thing around the muscular structure around your asshole. Right. So a lot of people who may deal with like hemorrhoids or fissures or things like that, or like bowel dysfunction or
IBS,
anything like that, like anything where there's any sort of like intestinal.
Did you just give a hands up for IBS?
I raised the roof for IBS.
For people who have bowel disorders. Right. So it's more than just also for pleasure, but like tapping in and like relaxing that muscular structure.
OK. And then that's just something we could practice.
You can practice on
anytime,
your own.
Anytime.
Right? Anytime. In the shower, I would recommend it. Put a little coconut oil on your finger. Put it in your asshole. And then, like, breathe around your asshole. Like, breathe.
Okay.
Massage your finger around your asshole.
I mean, I got to get ready for Ryan's dick. So.
Yeah. Wait, I'm confused. I thought Ryan had
a girlfriend lover.
So who are you in relation to
another
quasi-girlfriend
lover?
So this is all transparent.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, Molly's finding
Surprise!
Out about it right now.
Surprise, Molly.
Surprise.
It's the Jerry Springer show.
I have some news to break to you.
Wait, Ryan. Surprise. Ryan doesn't know.
No one knows.
No one knows.
Yeah. So, Molly, what do you do to prepare? Because I know you guys have a fair amount of anal sex.
We do have a fair amount of anal sex, and I do nothing, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like, you're blessed.
You enhance your own vagina
while the
anal sex is happening?
Are you on a high-fiber diet? It? What? Are you not...
Hot glue gun.
What? What?
I'm just imagining the voice command, vagina enhanced.
What's happening?
But in the 1974 Cosmo article, it did state that while to allow relaxation if anal breathing is not an option or it hasn't been tapped into, that the clit stimulation does enhance the opening of the canal.
Does it really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In my experience, like, lots of women want to lie down on a magic wand while they're taking it in the ass.
Yeah. That's, I would say, both when I am fucking people in the ass and when I'm taking it in the ass, I definitely, I mean, for me, there's a certain amount of subspace that I get into that is essentially like breathing through my asshole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
But also, I generally speaking, it's a deep message that I'm talking, giving to myself about what I'm, and because I'm a nurse and like a reproductive health nurse, I tend to be thinking about like what actually is happening with the muscles.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk on like anal that, tears?
Anal
tears?
Anal tears?
Like fissures or tears?
Tears. Partha- anal tears?
I'm going to tell you from this article, and I couldn't believe it. He was quoted, Partha Nandi, Dr. Nandi, is a Detroit... It says, while serious injuries caused by anal sex are rare, some mild bleeding after anal sex isn't. Partha Nandi, a gastro and health educator with WXYZ in Detroit, said the most common reason for bleeding after anal sex is anal tears. Small tears or fissures in the delicate
tears.
Anal canal tissue.
Tears? You're saying that
tears.
Word wrong.
Guys, I think he means tears.
Oh,
I think
you're no longer your Jewish card is gone.
It's kind of like the Covfefe card. Right?
You're out.
Crying out of your ass is not so good.
I know. I was picturing a little quivering anus with a little tear.
Right.
I think Molly can speak to anal tears.
Okay,
Molly. In sync.
Molly, what do you think?
Wait. Yeah. Maybe you should. I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
Molly, do you ever experience bleeding after anal sex?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I have.
Okay.
Because I have had hemorrhoids in the past.
Sure,
hemorrhoids
that's normal.
Are essentially like, you know, your asshole is hypervascular and hemorrhoids will bleed afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Is it just because some people have more vascular anuses? Like some people like have bloody noses.
Yeah.
It's just based, it's not based on like the rupturing.
You're snorting coke up your ass is what's happening.
Right. I like, well,
which is,
stop it.
Also, oh, Stevie Nicks.
You have to know how to breathe through your asshole to snort coke through your ass.
That's what Brenda's teaching. Yeah.
Really. Right.
We're all going to snort coke up our ass.
I can't wait.
Right.
I've been
now.
Waiting for this.
Hold on.
After the show, we're going to snort cack.
Bring the rosé on.
Amen.
So you do, you have, so I have another question because here's my fear with anal sex. Although I have had anal sex, I've actually had anal on a first date.
Wait,
what?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, girl.
No, it's not crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, embrace your ass.
Whoa, what are we looking at?
It's a pleasure.
Holy moly.
Is that you?
That's an ass.
No.
That, we're just looking at pictures of an ass here.
1800s
yeah,
twerk.
And it was actually, so it was probably the best anal I've ever had.
Mm.
Why? And the only?
No, I've had other. I've had other anal.
I'm curious.
We just had great sex. This dude, he was such a fucking dick. Like, I couldn't stand him as a person. I just wanted to have sex
but
with
I think
him.
That's why. I think... It's more about the relationship than the anal sex, as long as it's not, like, totally terrible. If you, like, whatever your chemistry was with him made that so much more enjoyable.
Like, you just wanted to get fucked by him? Is that what you're saying? Like, you're just like, this,
I think
I'm never going to see you again.
I think I was, like, drunk.
Uh-huh.
And he just, like, stuck it in my ass, and it just, like, went right on
yeah.
in. It just, like, went in. It was like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And you felt pleasure?
Look at the, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Molly knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the first time that somebody went up my butt and I was like, oh, I'm super into this with somebody who I totally didn't care about. And horribly, we had been watching the Tanya Harding Wedding Night.
Which is like, that's like a nightmare.
Oh, my God. I love everything. That's
how did
like,
you even get from Tanya Harding to sex? I'm confused.
Nancy Kerrigan comes through and you're just like, let's
why?
Throw it out.
Why?
No. It wasn't Tanya Harding beating up Nancy Kerrigan. It was Tanya Harding's terrible felonious wedding night to Jeff Galuli, where they filmed themselves having sex on their wedding night.
It's
super depressing. I don't recommend it.
No, like, that sounds like a bad Lifetime movie right now.
That sounds
everything
terrible.
About this.
So something
horrible.
I'm curious about is that for both of you saying that it was like the best anal, or maybe you didn't say the word best anal. Maybe
it was great anal.
That there was great anal with someone that you could have given a flying fuck about.
Yeah.
I find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I was drunk.
Grudge fucking is real.
That, yeah. But like, why like not with someone that you're like, yeah, like... I have great,
wait a minute, Nikki, can you,
well.
Nikki, get up here, girl.
Come on,
You have,
I got something to say.
Have a lot to say on this topic.
Well, it's interesting. In my youth, anal play was a necessity. And when I met my husband, it no longer came into play. And
can you explain, though, what you meant by a necessity?
Yes. So it was an important part of arousal to satiation. So anal play and, you know.
You had to have it to get off.
I liked it. Yeah, it was enhancement. It got me there.
So anal play on you or you doing to them?
No, me. Okay. Anal play on me. And for some reason, and it's kind of crazy, but it's like with my current, you know, with my husband, our sex life is very healthy and very... wonderful, and we do not necessarily go that route, and it's wild.
And you're okay.
Well, it's wild because it's like I am able to achieve all sorts of amazing orgasms without that anal play anywhere in play, kid in play.
But do you still want the anal?
No. I mean, no, if I wanted it, it would be available. It's just that I've reached a new plateau within my vagina.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Vaginal plateau.
Yeah. It's a vaginal plateau.
Yeah.
And it's why, and it's just interesting. So my experience with anal is in my youth and with people that I wasn't connected to.
Hmm.
So when you talk about not being connected, having phenomenal anal, I get it.
But I think Ryan has a different experience, Ryan, because I know you have told me in the past that the women that you actually are interested in and date, you eventually want to have anal with them. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And do you want to have anal with more casual encounters, or is that feeling as strong?
It's more about the chemistry than it is about the sort of seriousness of the relationship. It's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the sexual connection is between me and a partner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I would see, for me, like when anal play comes in, it's with someone that I trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I can ride a dick all day long of someone I'm never going to see again. Like whatever.
Right.
Like I can get off that way. But if someone's going to be tapping into my asshole, like there needs to be like a relationship. There needs to be trust. There needs to be that element.
Well, this
involved.
Is really interesting
this
because
is.
We were talking before the show started about something I had never really thought about, which is that you'd mentioned that we hold a lot of fear and shame in the is it the asshole in the ass? Can you
yeah,
explain
yeah,
this?
Yeah. So our root chakra is at the very base of our body in our perineum, which is right in between like our genitals, whether you have, you know, a vulva or whether you have a penis, and our asshole. And so that root chakra basically represents our very like primal needs. And so like with that, the sort of if you think of the
what
like
it mean to represent primal needs,
like the flight or the fight, flight or freeze response. Right. That sort of like primal of like food, clothing, shelter sort of thing.
And fucking right? Fucking is primal.
Right.
But that, structurally, what is it? Because it sounds a lot like woo to me.
What do you mean structurally? Like, well, so like the chakras, right? Like for those who...
So we're talking about like energy.
Right, like energy work within the body. There's different chakra points in the body that will represent...
I'm familiar with
things.
The chakras. I understand the various points, but I just would like to connect it to science.
So connecting it to science and anatomy is Darwin.
Yeah, so... I mean, So what is your question of...
Right, basically.
Like, where is it in your body? Is what you
like,
saying?
Where is it in your body? Is that
no,
what your
I,
question is?
I know
is?
Physically where the chakras are. I'm familiar with that.
Halo, crown, throat, heart,
right,
root.
But I just would like to understand what you're discussing by in terms of, let's say, nerves or lymph nodes or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So So if I've, let me finish my point. So for those, right, who look at chakra things, right, so there's that aspect. Whether or not someone follows along with those aspects or not, you know, then the next point is that around that area of the asshole, right, like being the very, if you think of our torso, like is the center of our body, the asshole is at the very base of the center of our body, right? Our pelvis is our fulcrum. So everything comes out there from the center, whether it's our legs, our torso, our arms, things like that. And so at the very center of our body, at the very base of that center is the perineum, right? So this is from that sort of scientific perspective, like right in between the asshole and then your genitals, whatever you label your genitals as. And so within that, that sort of muscular structure is an area where then we contain also a lot of fear and a lot of shame. So everywhere from sort of, so if you think of like the fear response that we have in our body, how we clench our muscles, the first thing we clench is our asshole.
Totally. I'm clenching mine right now.
And so even those who look at children who have had fear responses also have a lot of bowel dysfunction as well. Like they'll have like fear and pooping. They'll have, for those who have raised children, right? Children who experience fear or sort of a disconnect will also tend to have bowel dysfunction as well. That's, go ahead,
Amber. Is that why a lot of kids who have autistic tendencies or on the spectrum also have a lot of trouble with, like,
control? You know, with bowel?
Yeah.
It may. I can't necessarily speak to that, but yeah, it may.
I just wondered.
I think that it has more to do with muscle tone.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so for those, so it tends to be a fear response, right, of holding our bowels. Or if you think of, for those who can't relax to poop until they're at home, right, like my son just went to summer camp last week. He pooped once. He came home. He was home. He felt relaxed. He took a massive shit, right? He's like, oh, I'm home. I feel relaxed. I can relax, right? So that's just a natural sort of function that we have.
Or nerves, like before we get on a plane. I mean, 5 pounds lighter.
So does that answer your question that you had, Ryan? Or is it starting to answer your question?
Ryan?
Ryan,
do you have anal sex?
He gone. So I'll continue to go on. So within that sort of response, right, so there's sort of technical things of just massaging that area, not only for sexual pleasure, but just for also release and then connection to the body as well.
Like for self-healing?
For self-healing, right? Okay. So even for those when I was speaking to you before who may deal with like hemorrhoids, who may deal with sort of bowel, you know, function or dysfunction, of starting to massage and work into that area. So whether or not someone wants to have or experience pleasure in that area, it is a pleasure zone of the body, whatever gender or sexual orientation we are. And that tends to be an area where a lot of cis men tend to feel a lot of shame of like, oh, that means I'm gay if I experience pleasure in my ass. Mm-hmm. So
speaking of shame, I didn't know what cis men meant. So Brenda, will you explain? Yeah.
So cis is someone who is born, say, of like I identify as a cis female. So I was born with female anatomy and I identify as female.
So that makes her cis.
So that would, so I identify as being a cis female.
What we think is normal. Like,
yeah.
But it's not normal. But that's what people say is normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not normal. But that's what,
yeah.
Some may use that term.
Traditionally defined.
I'm not saying it's normal. I'm saying as far as traditional ways of defining people.
Like within a binary system. Like male, female.
You like you're a guy, you like a girl, vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying is normal. Exactly. I'm not saying that it is normal, but that's what we identify as normal. Mm-hmm. Cis.
Some may, yeah. Right.
I could be really wrong. You can please educate me.
I wouldn't use the word normal, but I would use within the sort of binary system.
Typical
of like.
Or expected.
Born
or,
with. Born that way. Lady Gaga.
But some people who are born with, you know, say a vulva wouldn't identify as being female.
Right.
Right. So.
So I have a question.
Go ahead, Anne. So,
raise your hand.
So I'm curious about like women performing like, you know, anal play on men. Mm-hmm. Like.
I am too.
I've done that.
I have a quick antidote.
Yeah, I'm just like, how, so, I mean, is that usually broached by, like, the man in the relationship saying this is something they're interested in? Like, so I'm just curious about people's experiences.
Molly,
about, what is it, pegging? Is that
it's pegging. Well, Molly, what's your experience?
I honestly was totally surprised to find that, like, I was, Okay, Cupid message. I was totally surprised to find
Molly's got to go.
I just got that same message at the same time.
I know. It's just a
we have a shared
alert.
Account.
It's like a little phone queef. But wow. The thing that I was really surprised with, but like Ryan and I were fooling around, and he knows that he's not super into pegging, and that's fine. I've fucked lots of people in the butt. And but I didn't realize that nobody had ever seriously gone down on him, like tossed his salad, whatever the kids are saying these days, in like a dedicated way that wasn't like a means to an end. And that I love doing that.
You mean like eating his
it's
asshole?
It's so fun.
She's talking about analingus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Analingus, exactly.
Really quick. And I think relevant story. I was out with some girlfriends the other night, and we were just talking about anal stuff. And I said the past few guys I've gone out with, the last time I went out with them is after I did something. I'm like, maybe I'm doing something wrong. They mentioned, like, I would kind of touch their butt as we were hooking up, and they're like, oh, I like that. And I do something that I had been coined then as pop goes the weasel. And I feel like,
what?
And I took my finger and I go like this, do, 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 do.
Like around their ass.
Oh, and then I would stick it in and I'm popping in there. And then they did not like it, and that was the last
I
ever heard
serious?
From them.
Can I just have to say quickly, I generally need a finger in my ass, like when I'm having sex or like something in my ass.
Maybe that's what I'm missing.
I love it. It is like
it
awesome.
It may change.
Right, according to Nikki, it may change.
Well, the muscular structure of like those of us who have vulvas creates a figure eight. So it goes around the asshole and then around the sort of, so like the clitoris, right? Mm-hmm. So if you think that makes a figure eight, like if you think of your vulva in your asshole.
Yeah, like an ice rink. I got it.
Right? Mm-hmm. It creates a figure eight around that muscular band and that muscular structure. And so it makes sense, right? So that pleasure zone, like around the vaginal opening, around the clit, around the asshole, it's all connected.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, it's so good. There you go. It's like overwhelming. It's so good.
That's right.
No, I can get down with that. Back to Pop Goes the Weasel.
That's a Sarah Tales term, by the way. I'm coining that.
I like that. And Molly with cunnilingus.
I wish people could have seen your
analingus,
so,
Ryan.
Molly, how long do you spend licking an ass? Like, what are you trying to get someone to completion with that? Or what are you trying? What?
No.
Okay, what are you trying to do?
No, it's an enhancement.
This is kind of my like general argument for this whole thing.
And then I have a follow up question.
Is that
for Molly.
I enjoy, like, I love getting people off. I like making girls squirt. I like making boys come. I like rendering people breathless. Generally,
are you eating right now?
But I also really like the notion, especially with guys who I think, for cultural reasons, bear a lot of burden of managing the sexual encounter and like setting the pace, kind of making the agenda, being in charge of everybody's pleasure. And I like the idea of
eating Muslim ass.
Roll over, bend over. This isn't going to make you hard, but it's going to make your entire pelvis feel like it's being illuminated, which is how I feel when I am properly getting fucked in the ass. And that's such a pleasure. And it's a pleasure whether it's on a boy or a girl for me, or whoever's in between.
All right. So, Molly, I have a question. And this is just, I'm real basic, but like, I've not done that. So, like, what about like cleanliness? I mean, just like, do you like clean?
Well, I don't love a dirty butt.
Well, so, but how do you?
So, if I'm going to do that with a guy, which I also enjoy doing, we will take a shower before.
Okay, that's my question.
Yeah,
like, how do you broach it? Are you just like, hey, I see.
Am I the only one that made somebody do
an enema before I would like peg them or
yeah?
Because
no, you're not the only one. No.
Okay,
yeah. Good. That's like a general sort of cleanliness thing.
Yeah,
of like using like a little enema, or you can get like cleaners. Right, that's like an enema.
Yes.
You can get it from CVS Pharmacy. warm water. You squirt
what was,
it up there.
Ryan, what was the thing you told me about? Those.
Which? Oh, the
shooting the hostage.
Yeah. The glycerin
suppositories.
Yeah.
I know those well.
Wait, so should you do an enema before you like lick someone's?
No.
A glycerin suppository is to enhance movement.
It's clean.
Okay.
It is clean. There's this thing in Cosmo 1974. It talks about the derailing of the.
I don't think Cosmo exists anymore.
It does. I know. It's just a little bit of a background about where. You know, that actually it's not that dirty. It's actually
Your phone.
It's actually cleaner than your phone. Thank you, Sarah.
Everyone touched their asshole right now.
It's cleaner than your phone, and that the matter is, you know, it's not that poisonous.
Okay. So, Molly, what were you going to say?
I would say that, especially, and this is not a diss, it's just my experience having hung out with a lot of godchildren. Is that if you hang out with children, you can totally get a GI virus from eating someone's asshole.
Or pink eye, which I've gotten.
Right.
Pink eye from an asshole?
Because I put the finger in the butt and then it whipped my eye.
Oh, wait.
So after your finger goes in an ass, don't wipe your eye.
Listen, I was a novice.
Yeah.
Hold on, Molly.
Did you say God's children?
Molly, you... You lost me at God hanging out with God children. Please pick up from there because I got
children.
I got real lost.
Yeah, if God doesn't exist, do it. The children exist.
What?
we're getting very philosophical today.
No, what I was saying is that that's a different podcast. What I was saying is that. I don't, like, if you're just going to lick someone's asshole, it's also okay to say to somebody, maybe not on the first date or before you know whether you can trust his or her judgment, how's your butt?
Yeah, take a shower.
Like, are you up for a little ass play? And if someone's like, oh, I'm fresh from the gym, then you make an educated decision about whether that's, like, Yahtzee or...
Yeah, see,
that's like,
you know,
no. That's like,
time.
No.
I mean, even on the first date, like, there's a sort of consensual thing of, like, hey, like, what are, like, of having a conversation beforehand. Like, there is a sort of intuition, but there's this, like, hey, like, shit, like, we're going to, like, go down. Like, we're going to have some really great sex. Let's go clean ourselves, right? Like, that's...
Well, and I work in a hospital, so one of my part-time lovers here, who's moved back to stupid Ohio, I was the first night that we hung out. I was like, I gotta take a shower at your house, or you're going to have a MRSA on you.
There's that.
That's foreplay for Molly.
Yeah.
Right. Would you like MRSA?
And he was like, by all means, here's the soap. And I was like, okay, awesome. And then I think I totally freaked him out because I came out of the shower naked and was like, all right.
Where in Ohio? Who is this pussy?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Where in Ohio is this person going?
Yeah, where are they in Ohio?
No, because my ex said he's moving to Ohio, so I'm just curious if it's the same guy.
He's lovely.
Yeah, so is my ex.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did you meet on OkCupid?
J-Swipe.
Okay.
No, we met, I don't know, it was on one of the apps. Maybe Tinder. I don't know. I just liked that he was so cute.
Me too. I like that about him.
What was his first name?
Daniel.
Oh, thank God. No, we're good.
Somehow there was some real fear in the room for a minute there that
all of our anuses were
clenched.
Everyone's anus. Yeah. Super. Okay. So we only have a few minutes left. Ryan, do you have any advice? Ryan, are you still on the line? First of all, have you hung up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Would Ryan ever miss anal? No. No, he wouldn't.
No.
Ryan, what do you, from a male perspective, why don't you want anal?
Why don't I want to receive it?
Yeah.
I didn't say I don't. I mean, Molly's right that I'm not super into pegging, but I've done it and I've enjoyed it at times.
I admire your honesty.
I often masturbate. There's a toy specifically for men that's a prostate massage tool called an Inaros, which I really enjoy and recommend.
Nice.
Oh, see, okay.
I don't have a problem.
I would be nervous about using a toy on a guy because, like, I don't know that I'd feel.
They're
like
designed for it, though.
Yeah, they're designed. They're designed. It's a butt plug.
It's designed to hit the prostate.
And an Eros has. Okay. An Eros is specifically. So it's meant to hit the prostate, and it's got a. Most butt toys usually have a flared base that's round. The Eneros has a base that's planar and is designed to rub into the perineum and then, you know, sort of above your anus just a bit. And so the squeezing motion, as was mentioned earlier, there's a vacuum there. So the squeezing motion itself stimulates the prostate and the perineum all at once and, you know, makes it great to jerk off.
It's like a Dyson.
Laura. Laura and I guess we're going to have to take another trip back to the toy store.
Oh, yeah, totally. So my only thing with anal toys, so I've pegged men before, and my only thing with anal toys, and Molly and anyone else here in the room who's done this, I'd love your feedback. I use this toy called I cannot remember the name of it. Shit. It's like where you put part of it in you, and there's no strap on. So it's just part of it is in you.
The Fieldo.
Oh, yeah, Fieldo. Thank you. The Fieldo.
And then, for the assist, Ryan.
Me too.
Of course Ryan would know. And you hold it and you push into the dude. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what. My pelvic floor is just not strong enough to hold that thing in my pussy. Like, it was hard.
Not with that attitude.
Has anyone had success with that?
I haven't tried it, but I've wanted to as part of my like Pilates pussy sort of course.
I was interested in Benoit balls, but I know nothing about them.
Oh, like from Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done anything of the sort.
Everyone just gave me the worst look ever.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those, but I would assume it's a similar experience.
Molly, have you used like a Fieldo?
I have.
And?
I liked it better with a strap.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I got the one that has the kind of egg-shaped part that goes into my vagina.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, like, I wasn't, as much as I was aroused by doing what I was doing to my ex, I wasn't like, oh, this is really, like, nailing my G-spot, or...
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
Kind of adequately stimulating the things that I, like, stimulated.
It does have a bullet vibe in it.
Textual.
Yeah, but I liked Brian has one that has a kind of like shorter, fatter cock instead of the egg shape, which I liked a bit better. But it's all easier with a strap. Also because like you need to be able to like bounce around.
Exactly. You need to bounce.
Like
you need to move. You need to thrust.
Just flexibility.
Shorter, fatter cock. Who the hell wouldn't? That's what I
want to
know.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the advantages of anal sex is, you know, you can get a lot more length into an anus.
Yeah.
Well, a rectum.
Is that so? Mm-hmm.
You can fit a whole fist up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I was actually thinking, so if you have a small vagina or vaginal opening, does that equate to a small anus? Are they connected? Is it relevant?
No, the anus goes all the way through to your mouth.
So they're not connected, though, to your genital? Mouth. It's
part of the reason I'm so interested in anal sex is that I'm not going to hurt someone at the cervix if they're smaller.
Has anyone seen David Blaine's Street Magic?
David Blaine's Street Magic.
My older brother produced that, actually.
Oh, Molly, we've got to talk.
She has wanted to meet David Blaine for a long
David
time.
David Blaine and Tony Robbins really do it for me.
You and Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins. My God.
Really?
Well, just those magician types.
Tony Robbins isn't a magician.
In a way.
He's a motivational speaker.
Same thing.
Same difference.
Okay, so I
and
actually...
like a Ponzi schemer.
Yes! Well,
same difference, all the
same difference. Nikki likes those con men.
Okay.
This is
what she's
saying. Oh, my God. So for someone who is... Okay, we got to wrap this up in a minute. So I have to ask, for someone who is going to get into anal for the first time, what... Amory just raised her hand. What advice...
Well, more into anal.
More into
deeper
anal.
Deeper into the anal.
So I want to go around the room and on the phone and get advice. My advice is to get drunk and high. And then it'll.
I second that advice.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What, Molly? What do you think?
I would say don't get drunk. Have like the whatever the number is minus one.
There you go.
Because the last thing that you want is a blackout. Not recognize when you should be like slow it down or yellow or whatever your chosen safe word is.
I would say sorry, Molly, go ahead.
Go on.
Nope, Molly.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that you can really it's not super easy to really hurt yourself, but you can really hurt yourself if you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So one drink below blackout. Got it.
So my drinks are good.
Just get a little loose.
Yeah. So my advice is have a conversation beforehand, right? Lots of lube. You first start on your own, like with your finger, like massaging your own asshole, and then like work your way to like butt plugs. You can also get like small dildos that are meant for asshole play. Right, using those with a partner or using those on your own when you're masturbating, so that then you can graduate to whatever size the dick that, assuming that you're with like a male or someone with a penis, that will fit, right? And if someone pulls their dick out and you're like, oh, hell no, that one's not going to fit, then you just go back to your like dildo finger play until like then you feel like you can relax and trust your partner in order to go slow. And you never jam and you never shove, right? So if someone's going mm-hmm. in, you jamming, go slow. Jamming, jamming, you go slow jamming. And think of sitting back, right? So if you're on your hands and knees and they're from behind, like you will be sitting back on their dick. Like don't have them shove their dick in you. Like you
control the
it.
Speed.
Oh, okay. You sit back on their dick. You
that's
control
so
it.
Crucial.
That is crucial. They don't jam it in
if,
there.
No, that's same with sex. Same
if
with
you're just getting
sex.
Started, they don't.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah until say, those muscles are released, right? But let, I would say...
Those, if you know what you're doing, that's advanced maneuvers, and it's delightful.
Yeah, but then, yeah, like, for someone for the first time, right? Like, you allowing the person who's receiving it in the ass to control it, right? And, like, voicing your control, right? And, like, sitting back on their
absolutely.
Dick, like, you moving on their dick, right? Like, if they're kneeling, like, you move
can
your
I,
asshole
can I
on their
ask
dick.
A question? Is the best position for the man to be behind? Is there, or is it more optimal for the woman to be on top and sort of try to maneuver?
Oh, you want, in any case, you want her, well, whoever's receiving, you want the receiving person's knees to be bent at least, mm-hmm. like ideally closer to their chest. So on their knees bent is good. Mm-hmm. Or on their back, knees up is good. Mm-hmm. Or if they squat over you, knees bent, that also works. Yep. That straightens out the sphincter and makes it easier to enter, and you get more control that way.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, knees bent.
Knees all the way up to your chest.
My advice...
And that point was raised, I think, already, but yeah, having the receiver on top, at least at first, if they're brand new to it, lets them completely control, you know, sort of like a blowjob. You don't want the person with the penis thrusting all the time and, you know, leads to gagging.
No,
it's
thank
not
you.
That different with an anus.
Okay. Right. Nick, what were you going to say?
Advice would be don't have dinner.
Skip a meal. See, I am always terrified of, like, shit going everywhere. I don't know why.
Like farting and
it's
pooping?
The next day.
No, I'm talking about you want to be hungry like the wolf. You want to receive it with vigor. You don't want.
Laura, when you get here, we're putting tarps up.
I know. I have this like, and I recognize it's probably an irrational fear, but I have this fear of like shitting all over Ryan's.
There
dick.
Was like if you if you pull up the article that I've been referring to five times,
1974 article,
1974 Cosmo article.
Honestly, it does talk that it's not. It's you won't shit on someone's dick. I mean, if there's fecal matter, the tiniest point
race.
At the top where his, you know, penis head is, that's like the tiniest thing, and it'll be like a little whatever, and he'll take a shower. It's no big deal. But you're not gonna
it's right behind your corona. And
it's
then
you
go to the sink and
it's not like on the table giving birth. You're not going to shit on the table. It's a totally different ball game.
I mean,
game.
If you have diarrhea, day. Don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different thing because you're totally aroused. So your vagina is excited. It's not like you're in poop mode. You're in sex mode. Do you know what I mean?
that's everything.
You're receiving it with vigor. You're receiving it with sex. You're hot.
I like that.
You're totally. It's you're dialed in. You're dialed. You're in sex
I really
mode.
Feel mm-hmm. like I need Nikki there to coach you through this.
So an anal coach.
Yeah,
anal, I'll massage your yeah. anus and I'll talk to
Nikki
you.
Nikki will coach you through.
I'll have Nikki on the phone. You're dialed in. You're dialed in, Lauren.
You're dialed
you're
in.
Good.
Receive it with vigor.
Yeah. So, question.
I will also, as a, yeah.
I'll ask offline. Go ahead,
Molly. What's up?
Molly?
I was just going to say, like, Ryan totally actually helped me with that whole thing. Because I was like, I just don't want to deal with poo. And it makes me feel a little bit, like, squicked out. And he was like, I'm fucking your butt.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah. That's where poo lives.
That's
right.
Gonna
and
happen.
Yeah, and it's
that's,
not.
It's gonna mm-hmm. happen.
And you're right. not. It's and, it's different muscles. Know, it's different. It's different. Like releasing. It's totally different.
Yeah.
You're not gonna.
Oh yeah. You're not gonna. It doesn't make you want to have.
No.
I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but semen is full of prostaglandins.
Right. It's
so
mostly. It's mostly prostate.
The actual semen will make you poo.
What?
Really?
But.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Step it back, doctor. Nurse P,
oh my God,
break it down.
Have, we gotta have Molly back. I mean,
wait, what?
What?
So yeah, swallowing cum
in your ass, swallowing it in your
prostaglandins. Well, I always think of it mostly with head, but swallowing there's so much prostaglandin in it that it can actually stimulate your intestines.
You're kidding.
To go the same way that like no.
Wow.
No. Yeah,
I've also,
I mean, post anal. There's always like, I will never say there's never a normal shit after anal.
Yeah,
that
there's
I
always
everywhere.
Some like
yeah.
weird, yeah. But I wouldn't. I mean, you know, they're fucking your butt. Like, yeah. Would you be sad if you saw creamy white lube on someone's dick after you had sex with them? Like,
no.
Had vaginal sex with them?
No.
A right. sticky dick is...
You'd be like, oh,
it'll happen.
Say, if you're comfortable enough with someone to, you know, have them in your vagina, it's really not that different
no.
to right. have them in your
but
anus.
You guys wouldn't go from anal to vaginal.
No, that's illegal.
Is that bad?
No, that's just a bad idea.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
the,
like bacterial.
The bacterial
like,
matters
it's like
there.
It's beer before wine. You're right. fine, but not... Yeah. Liquor, no, what is it? Beer before liquor,
like
never sicker.
Yeah.
So it's like butt, no, it's like vaginal before butt.
So if you're going to have butt sex, you're going to first poke the vag, and then you're like, okay, I'm done with the V, I'm going in the ass.
You don't do the other way around.
I mean, the vag is a good place to pick up lube for anal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good point, Ryan.
Oh, upcycling.
It's great. Upcycling.
upcycling. I like that.
That is upcycling.
That is fantastic.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
I'm ready to bend over and have someone stick it in. I can't wait.
I'll massage your asshole.
Oh, my God. We have to do that.
Do we have more wine?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
We'll do it right here. Bend over, Laura.
Can we get another hour on air? I am really feeling ready. So Brenda and I are going to do this anal vaginal. What are we doing, Bren?
Yoga?
What are we doing? This
what
are anal we doing? Vaginal. You're going to touch my.
What would you like?
You're going to touch my vag. You're going to touch my anus, and you're going to help me.
It's mapping.
Like, mapping.
What?
Mapping. That's
channel
the word.
Pleasure.
Yes.
Can I
feel
pleasure in your body?
Yes. I mean, my God. Of course
that's
you can watch.
We can lay her on the table with
of
her
course.
Consent.
Well, you know I love being watched.
We're going to need more wine.
If you want sushi, that's all up to
Laura. That's all I care about.
Listen, I do want sushi.
Cloverleaf is open.
Can Sari and I eat sushi while this is
absolutely. And Laura will like communicate what she's feeling.
Yeah, I want. So we're going to do that, and then
okay.
we're going to come back with you, sauce. And we're going to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, fantastic. That would be great. I have a question about butt jelly.
What does that mean?
How it's are like we on this, time, Jess?
We have
it's like
a minute.
This, okay. It's the stuff that comes out of your booty.
What?
That's like the
shit?
Lube.
What are you
no, it's
about?
Like not
oh,
fecal matter.
Wait, what was that,
yeah,
Molly?
Santorum.
Yes. Thank you, Molly.
Oh, Santorum.
They were all giving me the third eye blind.
What's this?
The white milky stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
It's the froth that's left over after anal sex.
I'm talking about the froth. It looks like Jiffy Lube hasn't been changed in 3 years. Right?
Yeah. So Dan Savage on his podcast or in his column, Savage Love, coined that term. That I think they held a naming contest for it.
Okay.
And they named it after Rick Santorum.
Yes.
And so
oh my God.
In lowercase. lowercase s Santorum refers to the froth that is left over after.
It looks like awesome. It's like caramel gel.
Mixture of poo with
gel
excretion
with excretions,
with cum, right?
With lube, and then cum. It's okay, I got it. Okay, yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay. Guys, ladies, and everyone on the phone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you. That was so fun.
My ass hurts.
Yeah. We will definitely have you back, Molly and Ryan, for a future threesome episode.
Woo-hoo.
Until then, this is
happy to be.
Yeah, this is V2V. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye.